I'm Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Today on Norma Walton Talks, we'll be discussing house rich or house poor. In Toronto, we can love and hate our house in the same moment, the same hour, the same day. There's lots of reasons to love the real estate in Toronto. There's lots of reasons to hate it. We're going to go through a few of those things today and discuss how we can deal with the pros and cons of Toronto real estate. So the first reason that you would love Toronto real estate is because Toronto is an incredibly international city. It is a destination point for anyone worldwide. There are all sorts of immigrants who want to come here, and as a result, it is a desirable place to live. The second reason is that there's actually 100,000 new Canadians coming into the city net every year, and that drives the price of real estate. So if you're looking at an investment, if there's more demand than supply, obviously prices are going to go up. It also, even though Torontonians probably find it hard to believe, is cheap when you compare other great international cities. So if you think about Paris or London or Hong Kong or Tokyo or New York or LA, Toronto has cheap houses relative to those places. Some may argue that Toronto doesn't quite mount to that circle or qualify to be that glamorous, but nonetheless, for an international city, it is affordable. The fourth reason to love it is most of the houses in Toronto are relatively new compared to a lot of other places. So if you think about when Toronto had its building boom, there's a lot of turn of the century houses from the 1900s, but the primary stock in Toronto is mid-60s and on. So relatively new houses when you think about it. The fifth reason to love Toronto real estate is Toronto is an incredibly safe city. I remember one year Toronto had 60 murders in a year, Chicago had 60 murders in a weekend. So that's a good thing, to have a safe city where you can raise a family and live and feel secure. So that's another reason to love Toronto real estate. A further reason is we're very multicultural. Toronto is the most multicultural city in the world, according to the United Nations, and we welcome all comers. And if you're prepared to work and invest your money, the theory is you can buy some real estate. The final issue is that historically, real estate has made money in Toronto. So it's nice to put your money in something that historically has been the source of wealth building for generations before you. So those are all the reasons to love Toronto real estate. Unfortunately, there's also reasons to hate it. The first reason to hate it is freehold houses in Toronto are completely and totally unaffordable for most people. So if you think about a freehold house as being worth at least $1.3 million right now, I think is the average. $1.3 million is an average. That's a mortgage of over $1 million. That's a $7,000 a month payment every month that you have to come up with. That's a lot of money. That's unaffordable for most people in Toronto, because I think the average median income for households is maybe $100,000, which, it's crazy. So when you look at mortgage costs in Toronto, they gobble up 33% of take-home income for couples. And that's, a lot of those couples are in tiny condos. So affordability is a huge problem with Toronto real estate for people who live in Toronto. The salaries don't justify the cost of the real estate. So that's the first thing to hate about Toronto's real estate. The second thing to hate is there's no more land in which to build in Toronto. Any building is infill building, so it's, people go up, but they can't go out. You can't take a 2-acre lot anymore and divide it into four lots. That's been done and done and done again. And you're stuck with a tiny little lot that you can't subdivide anymore. There's no more room to divide it up and make it more affordable. You have a fixed supply and you're stuck with that. So they're not making any more land, as Will Rogers used to say. The other thing is that if you only had $1 million or less to spend as a budget in Toronto, the only houses that you're going to find are next to notoriously bad neighborhoods, like, high crime neighborhoods in Toronto, a lot of subsidized housing around you. You just can't find an affordable freehold house in the city of Toronto for less than $1 million unless you get really, really lucky. And again, that metric is a tough one for young couples, for even middle-aged couples. It's just a high, high number. When you think about what's happening in Toronto, the other thing that you can hate about Toronto real estate is there's a ton of people who buy million-plus dollar houses, rip them down, and build monster houses to the lot line that are very ugly. It's a shame that with money doesn't come taste sometimes. You shudder at the monstrosities that are being built in a lot of the neighborhoods. And so you'll have nice sort of, you know, a nice bungalow from just after the war. Then you'll have a, you know, two-story house from the 60s that looks really nice. And then you'll have this massive monster house that just doesn't fit in the neighborhood. There's no greenery around it. They've tried to take down as many trees as they can. Very ugly. So that's something to hate about Toronto's real estate. The other problem with Toronto's real estate is the transaction costs. A few years back, rather than just charge the 1.5% land transfer tax, which applies across the province, Toronto decided to levy an additional 1.5% just to go to the City of Toronto. And so you think about it, if you're buying a $1 million house, that's an extra 3% on top of the $1 million that you've got to come up with. Whereas if you're outside of the City of Toronto, it's only 1.5%. So it's $15,000 versus $30,000. Significant difference. So the cost to transact for land in Toronto are very high. The final issue with Toronto real estate that you probably aren't happy with is if you are just entering the market, you are likely looking at a very tiny condo to buy. That's all you probably can afford. There's lots of them. They don't have a lot of personality. They're all sort of cookie cutter and the same. That's your entry into Toronto's real estate. So lots to love, lots to hate. Hence, Torontonians often have love-hate relationships in the same day. When you look at the future in my view of Toronto real estate is, freehold houses will continue to rise over the long term. Same comment that I made earlier, buy land, they're not making any more. In Toronto with freehold houses, couldn't be more true. So freehold houses in my view will continue to rise over the long term. Monster houses will continue to be built. So we'll see a lot more smaller 60-year-old houses being torn down and houses to the lot line as big as they can possibly obtain approval for being built. The third trend is there will be a flight to the suburbs. We're already seeing that. Young families, retirees, people who don't make a ton of money can't afford to live in Toronto. So you see the communities of, you know, Innisfil, Bradford, East Gwillimbury, Newmarket, although it's pricey, Aurora, Richmond Hill, Markham, Stouffville, Mount Albert, you would see Keswick. I mean, people are driving an hour a day easy without even thinking about it because they want a house for their family with a backyard. So you just keep driving north or west or east until you find that. And I'm noticing the trend is primarily north and east right now. The 407 heading east opens up that part of the world for commuting, although the 407 tolls are very high. North, you're seeing a lot of movement north, as far north as you can go. Lots of people live in Barrie and work in Toronto, which is sort of a staggering thought. It means you're on the road probably at least 3 hours a day back and forth, but that is definitely a trend. The other thing that I see happening is more people will make basement apartments in their houses, again, because there's this insatiable need for rental housing. There's not enough. There's no appetite in Toronto to build new rental buildings, and so condos are being built, they're being rented out. People will continue to find whatever space in their house that they have to rent. So that'll be a trend that I predict in the future. Commute times will continue to go up, which we talked about, and the surrounding communities, as they have these Torontonians coming to live there and work in Toronto, will become more sophisticated and more larger hubs of their own. So you see right now a lot of the northern communities have beautiful new recreation centers, arenas, gyms, covered field houses, swimming pools, you know, gorgeous new facilities being built because they're creating a community where before there was just farmland. So those are trends that I see. So I guess if you think about it, you probably have a couple of choices. If I'm right and Toronto freehold houses are just going to continue to go up, then you can either get on board, deal with the fact that you can't afford in Toronto what you want, and buy what you can afford, which is likely a condo that's smaller than you'd like, living in a building with other people with no backyard, and you take advantage of the parks in Toronto. Or get the heck out of the city, buy a place in Barrie, buy a place in Innisfil, and accept the fact that you are going to need to invest in a car with no mileage restrictions because you're going to be spending a lot of time in it. So, house rich or house poor, it depends on your perspective, but those are my views on where Toronto real estate is going. This is Norma Walton Talks, and I would love it if you would talk back. I always appreciate your comments, suggestions, arguments, different perspectives, and hearing from you. Thank you.